Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday at 11:40. Mike Conte going to join us in just a minute. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Leonard Floyd, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons, going to join us at 12:20. He has his press conference at noon.
Right.
So he'll be meeting with the assembled media, wrap that up, step over into a quiet location and chat with us on the phone at 12:20. Billy Horschel going to join us at 12:40 as he looks to win a championship.
Let me know, Billy.
And $9 million.
I know we got to get the mic. The funniest thing I saw yesterday, and it wasn't funny, but I saw where they said Mookie Betts had lost all his weight, right?
Yeah.
And then they said how much he weighed. I was like, well, how much did he weigh before? I was like,
what's he down to?
He was like, he's in his 150. I was like, I always thought Mookie was like 150. Uh-huh. You never looked like he was about.
He's not the biggest
guy. He's not the biggest guy in the world. So hopefully, I don't know what's going on with him. He's really sick.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, damn, how big was. I thought Mookie was about 150 to start. So before they actually told me how much he weighs, I was like, damn, Mookie down like 120?
Yeah, I mean,
the bat's bigger than him.
He didn't have any weight to lose in the first place.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is. Some sort of. Like, the quote I saw was so gross. It said, my body is eating itself or something. Like, what?
What the hell he got?
God, I don't know. Some weird vacation he went on and drank the water or something? Uh-oh. I don't know. Oh. I'm just speculating.
Oh, okay.
Just making stuff up.
Tapeworms?
I don't know. Sounds like a good diet, though. I mean, you know, drop a couple LBs. Anyway, Mike Conte joins us at this time. Talk Hawks, talk Atlanta United. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mike? Guys? Good to see you.
Good to see you. I guess let's just do kind of a big picture snapshot, and then we can go into some of the particulars. But five games, overall report card for Atlanta United.
Wow. If you're grading just on results, it would be an F.
Right.
If you're grading on eye test and building towards something that's going to be consistently good, I think probably a C plus B minus. I don't think the results have necessarily matched the progress that they have made. But we're in a results oriented business.
True.
And, you know, to have only 5 points in five matches with what they have invested into this team is that's not where they want to be, obviously. But I really think they are optimistic that they've got the right pieces. And if you see the improvement game to game to game, especially in the attack, I think they're right to be optimistic. The schedule is going to get a little teeny bit more manageable the next 3 weeks. You're going to get your international players back. I think it would probably be more fair, Andy, to give a letter grade after these next three games as opposed to the first five. Because you almost have to look at that Cincinnati match on Saturday as that doesn't count. Like, you had 10 guys out, and then you had one of your midfielders get hurt in the first half. You still got a draw out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's an excellent result against a good team. But that's not what Atlanta United is going to be unless they have major injury problems or something totally unforeseen this year. And for that matter, that's not what Cincinnati's going to be either. So the league's insistence on playing through international breaks
still baffles me.
I just don't like it.
No, it's
like,
not. Yeah, it's
it
not,
doesn't give you anything to analyze.
It's not good for the product.
But I'd put it to you this way. Enter Miami with a very motivated Messi and the other super friends, Jordi Alba and Busquets and Suarez, came into Atlanta 2 weeks ago. That was a fantastic match where both teams were toe-to-toe. So that tells me, even though Atlanta United hasn't been getting the results, they're not that far away from being right there with Miami or Charlotte or some of the better teams of the league to this point.
Another injury, though, Mike. I mean, we were talking before the international break, about, you know, guys in the back end, because the attack is going to be the attack. But it's more to a soccer team than the attack itself. Mm-hmm. What does this say now as far as another injury to, you know?
Yeah, and you're talking about Tristan Mwemba.
Yes. I can't say his last name, so I'll let you do.
That's okay. The fortunate thing is when he went down on Saturday, they started doing the ACL test on him, and I thought, oh, boy, this could be really bad. He's only out 3 weeks, so that's a break. That's good news. You have plenty of cover at that position. Okay. Jay Fortune and Bartek Schlieg were both on international duty. I'll tell you what, Will Riley went out and played really well on Saturday in his first career MLS game. So I think they have plenty of depth in the midfield. You know, Matthias Klick played, I think, 10 or 15 minutes on Saturday. He'll be able to give you more as he gets back up to fitness. So it's too bad for Tristan because I think he had been playing really well, but he'll be back. Okay. And in the meantime, I think Atlanta United's got plenty of cover in the midfield. Not a worry.
It feels almost a little bit like the opposite of last year, where they got off to a good start results-wise, but if you're watching the games, which obviously you are, you're calling them, like, you know, some of it was fortunate.
No.
But they were getting by and getting results.
Yeah.
They're playing better, I think, this year, but they're just not getting the results so far.
You're so right. I think back to, I think it was 2022, and I was doing a game on TV with Mo. They had just beaten DC. It was early April. I'm almost positive it was 2022. It was a game where Ozzie Alonso got hurt, knocked out for the year. So I think it was 22.
Yeah.
And Marcelino
Either that
Moreno.
Or 23.
And Marcelino, it might have been 23. Forgive me for not remembering. But Marcelino Moreno had a header at the end, scored 1-0 win. And Atlanta United at that point, I think they were like 3-1-1 in their first five, and they didn't play well in any of those games. And I even said on TV, they're really not playing well, but they're getting results. It feels like this time they're playing well, but not getting the results. Now, if you look at the two teams they lost to, Miami, we know about them. Charlotte, it might be really, really good. And I don't think we realized how good Charlotte was at the time of that match. Mm-hmm. But now you've seen Charlotte put a couple wins together, dominated San Jose 4-1 on Saturday. So now maybe you look at that loss a little bit differently on the road. You got a draw against Red Bulls. You've got a draw against Cincinnati. If you are even with those two teams, you're going to have a good year. Those are two good teams. So it might just be schedule. It might just be still not fully having the chemistry yet, but I'm with you, Andy. I mean, last year they were 3-1-1 in their first five. I think that fifth game, or is that right? Their fifth game was a draw against New York City, where it was during the international break. It wasn't really a very good draw. And you're thinking, all right. I mean, it's good they're getting results, but I don't see it. This time I do see it. I just don't understand why they haven't been getting the results.
Mike, I know the Hawks, you know, they're playing well. I was going to Houston. And then when we talk about Richey, we talk about Dyson and Trent, all those things. But we were mentioning Onyeka yesterday and how good he's been playing.
Yes.
And I want to get your thought process as far as, do you think he's done enough for the Hawks to be like, this guy might be the guy who we go moving forward at that position?
I do think so, yeah. And I think they've pretty much confirmed that by moving Clint Capela to more of a second unit player since I think that was mid-January when they made that move. Yeah. So I think now the Hawks are coming around to that solution. Yaka has been outstanding.
Yes,
Dominic Barlow has been outstanding, backing him up. He had a double-double the other night. It was against Philly. But still, it was a double-double. So, you know, I still think Clint brings value to this team. I still think you miss his rebounding in the second unit, his ability to, you know, at least be a presence at the rim. So I'd like to get him back sooner rather than later. You know, Larry Nance, I don't really know what his status is and if he's going to come back this year. So you're a little bit thin at that spot right now. But I think Onyeka has done a fantastic job. I don't think it would be an insignificant thing if the Hawks were to finish the season over the 500 mark. I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, this is mediocre. Guys, they were six games below 500 at the beginning of this month. If they finish 7-4, it's a 42-40 season. They're going to be seventh in the East no matter what. Okay. But 42-40 for what this group had to go through to fight back from six games under 500 going into the second to last month of the season, I think that would be a heck of an achievement. And I think the Hawks would have a whole lot of momentum going into that game likely against Orlando, the play-in game, and then maybe subsequent to that, a first-round series against Boston, a team that they've had a lot of success against this year. So, you know, are you thrilled that we're having this discussion about being 500 when you want this team to be a 50-win team or better and out of the play-in round? No, we're not thrilled by that. But at least they seem to be playing their best basketball of the season right now. And it does seem that the moves that they made at the trade deadline have been the correct moves that have put them in the position where they are. I think a team that could really give Boston some heat in the first round. I really do think that.
I also think it helps kind of validate what they're doing right now to have a better record than they had last season. Like, this would have been the fifth straight year where their record was worse than the year before.
Yes.
Descending from 41-31 because it was a shortened season that year to 43-39 to 41-41 to 36-46. If they win tonight, they had 36 wins. Like, that's as many as they had last year. Like, going that way year after year after year would be really frustrating. Having a little bit, and it's not going to be that much better, but having a little bit better record this year with Jalen Johnson being injured and pivoting young versus having what they had last season. Again, these are all, like, you know, you got to really care about it to be finding silver linings in it, which we do, of course.
I care.
But those are good things.
You got better. You shed some salary. You're developing players. With where you are, I mean, you want to be contending for the world championship. The Hawks are just not there and won't be for many years. All right, so if you're not going to be there, then you have one of two choices.
You can
be a team that's developing and improving and giving themselves the flexibility, or you can be tanking. I like this better than tanking.
Hell yeah, we went through that.
Yeah, we did that.
And
where did they get? Well, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, and if Trey doesn't step on the referee's foot, I really do think they're probably in the NBA Finals, and they might even win it. But if that happens, then what? I mean,
probably the same thing.
Well, it might even be worse off, to be totally honest with you, because you keep that team intact, which means DeJounte Murray never comes here, which means you never have Dyson Daniels. Right. Which means Bogey Bogdanovich probably signed a lifetime contract, and DeAndre Hunter signed a lifetime contract, and I'm joking when I say lifetime contract, but still, you're not going to blow a team up that won a world championship. So you might be worse off now. Now, then again, I'm sure you'd love to have that trophy in the case, but anyhow, I think the Hawks are interesting right now, which is all you can ask for on March 25th. Be interesting.
How interested would you be in them entertaining a Zion Williamson trade this offseason? We were talking a little bit about this. He's going to get traded, probably. They're going to trade him. It's over in New Orleans.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have jumped at that maybe a year or two ago. I don't think the Hawks need to be doing that. I think, again, you have a plan if you're the Hawks right now. Where does Zion fit into the plan if you bring him in? What does that mean for Okongwu or Jalen Johnson or both? You know, I'm rolling with guys that I see developing who have been durable. I mean, poor Jalen, probably not as much, but Onyeka has been relatively durable. And I don't know if I'm willing to pay Zion. Like, what? His contract number right now,
he's got a couple more years on him.
Okay, so you don't, but he's probably going to expect a max. at the point where you're going to be dealing with that.
I mean, 5-year, 197, so he's about 40 per.
I think you can do better. I really do. I could be wrong. I think you could do better.
I'd do it.
Yeah. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer.
They're not going to fire me, though.
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer because, I mean, he will sell tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll put you on national TV, and he'll make you very relevant nationally. If those are the things you care about, that's the way to do it. One of the ways to do it.
I just think, and this is the biggest if, this is the reason why he would be traded anyway, is because he's hurt, right?
Yeah.
When he's healthy, if you put him next to Trae Young, that's a star duo. Like, that's a legitimately star 1-2 punch in the NBA. Now, are they better than Boston? Probably not. Yeah. Still, are they? You know what I mean? But like,
so in the 40 games where he plays, what you're telling me is if they go 30 right. and 10.
And that's what it is. Like, if you trade for him, but seriously though, if you trade for him and you're going to have to give up some pieces to get him, if you do that and he plays 40 games, everybody gets fired.
That's the other thing I'm worried about. That's the, who am I giving up?
Right.
You know,
somebody you don't want to.
Probably going to have.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
To give up Okongwu or Johnson.
Yes.
I'm not doing that for Zion.
Yes. They're going to want Risechet. Like, they're trying to reset the thing.
Heck
they want.
No, I'm not doing that.
He's playing so good.
He's, you're seeing the ceiling. I think you know what the ceiling is for Zion. You don't know what it is yet for Risechet, but I think it could potentially be higher than Zion.
Yes, he's playing really well. Yeah. Really, really well.
We appreciate it, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.